Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tommy had a great regular season. It doesn't guarantee playoff greatness, but in your mind, how can a regular season carry over now in the playoffs?
Well, I just think, again, the confidence that you had in the regular season, the things that you did right, you know, your routine that you had, you hope that that all carries over, Schulze.
A couple of times in the second half, you've talked about, you know, how good of a season Minnesota State had. What's it mean to you that game 28 of the regular season, you were still within 3 points of them?
No, it's a testament to our players right there. We battled all year, the second half of the year. I mean, obviously we went on a nice run right there, and, you know, we talked about it, but, you know, there was a stretch there right after, I think we played Huntsville and Ferris State, where we just said, now we got the gauntlet. We had 12 games that were very difficult. You know, four with Minnesota State. We had to go to Northern Michigan. We had Michigan Tech at home. We had Bowling Green at home. We had to go to Alaska Anchorage, where we knew it was a difficult stretch, and our guys survived it, took points in every one of those series, and you know, obviously put us in a position to get a piece of the league title the last game of the season.
Several of your players were ranked in the top couple of spots in several offensive and defensive categories now that the regular season is done. How does player stats, where they kind of show up in the rankings as far as league leaders, how does that all correlate with the eye test that you see them every day in practice and what you are seeing out of these guys in games?
Well, I think what it does, it correlates into your success as a team. So you take a look at the successes of certain individuals, and then you take a look at where we ended up in the regular season, and I think that's the correlation right there. And you know, you're exactly right. You know, some of these guys, if this is the question you're asking, it sure doesn't surprise me where they're at, because we see it every day in practice. And, you know, when we see it in practice, they have the ability of carrying that over into games.
You guys played 34 regular season games. That's NCAA maximum. You, of course, get some freebies, so to speak, if you go up to Alaska. You couldn't make it work out to get another home series here. Usually you're going to play 36. But knowing the grind that you had that second half, 34 was a good number this year, wasn't it?
I agree, Schulze. I mean, 36 is always tough because it eliminates one bye, and you got to remember we start our league playoffs, you know, with 1 weekend to go in the regular season too. So we're starting our playoffs even earlier because we have a 3-week playoff versus a 2-week playoff. So with our travel, you know, with starting our playoffs a week early, with having the ability of playing obviously some exempt games because of the Alaska exemptions, it can be a grind.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Our pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. You've always said that the playoffs in hockey are special. For those of us listening, what changes from a ho-hum regular season weekend series to now the best of three and the potential ending of a team season?
Absolutely. If it's win or go home. And, you know, playoffs are really, you know, they're important, obviously, at every level. But you got to remember in hockey, you know, it's a marathon in the playoffs as well. Take a look at the NHL. You can play potentially 28 games. You know, junior hockey, and that's the thing you got to remember. All of our guys are coming from junior hockey where, I mean, you can play 2.5-3 months of playoffs. And it's just a grind. It is a different season. You have to play a little bit of a different way. And it's just a different mindset. Playoffs in hockey is just kind of synonymous with grit, you know what, survival sometimes, hanging in there, and really being resilient at times, because it's just it can be long, and it can play with your head, because there's so many things that go on during the playoffs. Now in hockey, college hockey, it's a little different, Schulze. I mean, it really is. It's not as lengthy that way, but the mindset the guys have is still obviously from their junior days.
Do you remember back to your playing days and playoff series and remember them? Because I would venture a guess that you remember those a lot better than a regular game, say, in November.
Absolutely. I remember. You know, there's some that obviously you remember more than others, and I think the ones you remember are the ones when you had some success, and also the ones that were that tested you. And that's probably something I should have said earlier too. Like, the playoffs test you all the time. It's a game by game test all the time, and every game is different, and you've got to win so many different ways.
On to Lake State. You played them 4 times, all in the span of a month, back in November. Those 4 games mean anything this weekend?
No, I don't think so, Schultz. It was so darn long ago. Their team was so much different at that particular time. And we, you know, we didn't know where we were at that particular time. We did have success against Lake Superior. But, again, I just look at them right now. I mean, they're 7-4-4 in their last 15. I think that's what the record is. I mean, Merrick Mittens is putting up extremely good numbers the second half of the year. They're generating offense right now where they're really consistent, scoring some goals. I think they feel really good about themselves. So sometimes, again, it's, you know, it's not who you're playing, it's when you're playing them. And I think when we were playing them in November, they were trying to figure some things out. We were figuring some things out, and we just had some puck luck, and we just had some things go our way against them. And now they're one of the hottest teams in the league.
When you haven't played a team in as long as it's been, I mean, that was Thanksgiving weekend. Do you go back and watch those games, compare that to how they're playing and what they're doing now, just to try to get a game plan as to how to approach them?
For sure. You have to see it. I mean, there's different patterns. And you do want to see, obviously, some of the things that they're doing against us. You know what? They're doing it because they're playing against us. You know what? And so you have to look. I mean, you don't get consumed with it, but you have to look. And if there's something that you know, raises your antenna, obviously you make some clips, you show the guys, we talk about it, may not happen, but just be prepared for this, be prepared for